So thanks for joining us on this very special edition of Dive In the Podcast. There was some news that broke this week that we just couldn't wait to share with you. There's an article about it in the International Journal of Aeronautical Submarine Research. Turns out the global helium shortage has a reason. Divers like to joke about there being more planes in the ocean than submarines in the sky. But guess what?
Turns out the opposite is true. Cloud-chasing YouTubers were sending up homemade balloons with GoPros attached to them, and they found strange-looking objects up in the stratosphere. Turns out it was an old USSR-era experimental subfleet hanging around and floating up there in the cloudy stratosphere. Quite amazing stuff.
That's incredible, actually. But you know what? Scientists went on expedition to Siberia following that and determined that they're held there by massive amounts of helium using spectrometry, which is the measurement of the interactions between light and matter and the reactions and measurements of radiation intensity and wavelength. In other words, folks, they use science.
That's wild.
I would say this explains the helium shortage affecting TriMix divers.
I wonder what it means for divers. Like, can we retrieve that helium for tech divers? Are we going to be able to use it? I mean, if we do, the submarines is going to fall out of the sky. But you know what? More importantly, it sounds like a really cool place to go to. So I want to know when we can go and dive that.
It's going to be a Dive In the Podcast trip, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to be our first stop on the Dive In the Podcast world tour. But you guys, Torpedo Rays is offering the first ever exclusive diving expedition to the submarine stratosphere.
Wow, that's cool.
So spaces are limited. Yeah, you have to be sure to get your PADI aeronautical submarine diving cert. Only qualified PADI rec divers will be able to penetrate the fleet. So make sure that you get that training before we leave.
So you need both the PADI aeronautical submarine diving cert and the PADI rec diver cert? Like the combination lets you go up there?
Only if you want to penetrate. If you kind of just want to, you know, dive around it, you won't need the rec. But if you actually want to penetrate the submarine, you're going to need your rec cert.
I think it makes sense that if you're going to go all that way, you might as well have the certification and be able to penetrate as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to give that course to anybody that wants to do it for sure.
I mean, I think that's going to be way better than Truck Lagoon. But what I also want to know is, like, can we free dive it and can a mid go inside mount?
Well,
you can always go inside mount, Nick. Doesn't matter where. You can always go inside mount.
Well, that's good news.
I think the penetration will be easier inside mount as well.
Yes, yeah, I would think so.
You think we're allowed to inhale the helium inside the wrecks? Because you're not supposed to breathe in air pockets in wrecks underwater. I'm just wondering how that's going to work, man.
It will affect your buoyancy for sure.
Well, you got to be careful. Yeah, you definitely got to be careful because once you're in there, I think the issue is like, how's that going to mess up your mix, right? If you're breathing off of one and then the other, might throw some things out of whack as far as like your physiology is concerned. So you really want to be careful not to be taking any sips of helium while you're in there.
We should get Neil Pollock to answer some of those questions for us.
Yes, I would think.
I mean, I'm really happy that we found all this helium because we just can't substitute, you know, TriMix for weed air when it comes to tech diving.
Very true. Dun, 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 dun.